endless glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you." The Gospel of the Lord. The whole purpose of Lent is to become like God. We start that way on Ash Wednesday. To learn to enter into a prayerful communion with the Lord, to hunger for what he starves, to give alms with the generosity that he places into our hands. Toward the end of Lent, on Palm Sunday, we'll have as the epistle St. Paul's words to the Philippians, to have among us the same mind that is in Christ Jesus, who poured himself out fully, became obedient even to death on a cross. To become like God is the point of Lent. Today, on this second Monday of Lent, Jesus, who has already called us to be holy as God is holy, and calls us to be merciful as his Father is merciful. And that begins, as Pope Francis likes to stress, by doing exactly the opposite of what Jesus says here. As soon as Jesus says, "Be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful," he says, "Stop judging, stop condemning, and then forgive and give." And what Pope Francis says, the first thing we need to do in order to become merciful like the Father is merciful, first thing we need to do in order to stop judging and condemning, is to judge and condemn ourselves. To recognize that we have sinned. Because once we recognize that we're sinners, desperate for the mercy of the Lord, then we cease to start looking at the specks in everybody else's eyes. And we do that first for ourselves, that as we pray at the beginning of every Mass, that we have greatly sinned by our own grievous fault. To recognize that we are among the worst. And once we recognize our lowly state, then we won't spiritually condescend against others. But then the second step in not judging and not condemning and forgiving and giving is for us to recognize that we're in solidarity with the others and to pray precisely in reparation together with others for their sins. Not to look at their sins as means by which we're able to condemn and judge, but to look even at their sins as an opportunity for us to pray to the Lord for reparation. That's what we see in today's first reading from the prophet Daniel. Daniel was a prophet who was very holy, and yet when he turned to the Lord, the great and awesome God, he didn't say, "Others have sinned. This people among whom you have placed me needs to be judged. Please be merciful." He said, "We have sinned. We have been wicked and done evil. We've rebelled and departed from your communion and your law, not obeyed your servants, the prophets." He was making a very powerful prayer of reparation. Likewise, in the responsorial psalm, the Holy One who was God's instrument to write these words, somebody was praying, "Yet, remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion come quickly to us, who brought very low." We know in Psalm 51, attributed to King David, It was in the first person singular. But most of the Psalms are in the first person plural, as they ought to be. Because the Blessed Mother wasn't the composer of these Psalms. Everyone who prays needs to pray in unison together with other sinners. Forgive us our trespasses, just as we have forgiven those who have trespassed against us. So to judge ourselves and then to pray together with those judged is the means by which we're able, as a precondition, to be open to becoming merciful as our Father is merciful. But then the second main emphasis that Jesus gives us in order to help us to become like him is more positive. Forgive and you will be given. Give and the gifts will be given to you. And then Jesus uses a very powerful image from his day. You won't just get something. You'll get so much that it'll be packed down. You'll get maximal gifts. Maximal mercy if you give. He wants us to turn and flip it around. To recognize that God's mercy has been given to us precisely. It's a down payment. And that we will grow in God's mercy the more that we share it. That's what brings us to today's feast. St. Francis of Rome wanted to become a woman religious when she was young. But that was not her parents' plans. And so they gave her to a good man as her husband. She was married for 40 years, a mom, cared very much for her own kids. But that wasn't enough. Her love was constantly overflowing, and she became a spiritual mother to so many there in Rome during the time of the plagues of the 1400s, during the times in which so many were suffering. She and a sister-in-law of hers, who was in a similar circumstance, who had wanted to become a woman religious, wasn't allowed at that time period. They started to pray together, and that prayer overflowed into very generous works of charity, caring for so many. For prayer and charity, she founded, with the wealth into which she had married, a Benedictine convent of nuns. And as soon as her husband had died and she had cared for some of the temporalities, she joined the institute that she had founded, precisely to carry on this work of praying for people to come to receive God's mercy, and then becoming God, the merciful hands of the mystical body, by extending that mercy to others. She's such a great example for us. The measure with which you measure will in turn be measured back to you. We're living in an age which people focus on the word enough. They put limits to their love. They are so phobic about being taken advantage of that they give parsimoniously. In Lent, we're called to measure out to the very measure of God, to what God permits, to really pray by pouring our whole heart into it, to fast with generosity and cheerfulness, knowing that this is fundamentally a yes rather than a no. It's a yes to becoming like God and what he hungers for, rather than a no to food or to sweets or to whatever else we're giving up. And ultimately, in terms of our almsgiving, not just to give things, not to just give some time, but to give ourselves as wholeheartedly as we can. St. Francis of Rome shows us this type of example of how to put ourselves fully into it. Today she's praying for us to become like God. As we prepare to receive mercy incarnate, we ask him to help us from the inside, to recognize how much we need his mercy, for we're all under condemnation because of our deeds. And as we receive that gift, to forgive as generously as he has forgiven us, to give of our own body and blood, just as we're about to receive. so that we might recognize in him that good measure packed down, shaken down, and overflowing, poured into our hearts. And then likewise recognize that that measure will grow the more it becomes the measure of our charity.